Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Coach Karen Scott. Really appreciate those who have joined us far. We will be starting very shortly. As always, I have a lot of great information to share. And just give a few minutes and we'll go ahead and get started. Again, my name is Coach Karen Scott. I am a certified purpose and character development coach where I look to help my clients transition and transform into pushing forward in their purpose. In addition, I'm a health and wellness advocate and distributor with Longevity, where we have all natural plant-derived products, from supplementation to beauty and spa, hair, coffee, tea, whatever it is, we have it. So we have something for everyone, even though our core product is our Healthy Start Pack. But we have something for everyone. We will be covering quite a bit this evening. Again, thanking everybody for joining us. We're going to talk about our goals and setting them beyond our comfort zone. We're going to talk about a health tip that actually came on my mind when I got something across my email, so I thought I'd share that with you. And then I'm going to talk about the special, I guess I can say, announcement or generational legacy and wealth building that we can use not only for ourselves, but for our children as well. So if you have anybody that you know you would like to invite, this is the time to do so, as we are going to start very shortly. Definitely don't want to miss out on any of that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. As I said, I have a lot of information to cover. I'm going to start off with the health tip. And the health tip is for sunscreen. As you know, this is summertime and a lot of people are going to the beach and the first thing they do is lather themselves with sunscreen. But what kind of sunscreen are they lathering themselves with? So I'm just going to give you some do's and don'ts of sunscreen usage. The do's are zinc oxide. This offers a broad spectrum, but this is a mineral. It also can be pretty chalky and has a little white texture. But you want to look for the one that's non-nano zinc oxide. Then you have Mexoril SX. This offers UVA protection. Titanium dioxide. You want to avoid the nanoparticle or powder and spray version of this mineral. And you should not inhale it. This also has a broad spectrum, but not as effective as zinc oxide for UVA protection. SPF 30, the minimum level of protection factor recommended by the American Academy of Dermatology. So when you're looking for sunscreen, you want to make sure it has SPF 30. When you're talking about broad spectrum, you're talking about a sunscreen that has both UVA and UVB protection. And I didn't have a chance to look up UVB protection, but when I look it up and find out, I'm going to let everybody know what that stands for. The don'ts, there's like 11 of them. Nanoparticles. Molecular size nanoparticles enhance penetration of active ingredients, but could cross over into your bloodstream, potentially causing systemic toxicity. And just remember, when we put things on our skin, it enters through our bloodstream in less than 30 seconds. You want to avoid loose powder or spray sunscreens using titanium dioxide or zinc oxide of any particle size. So I know I mentioned that zinc oxide is in the dudes, but you want to make sure it's non-nano zinc oxide. Another don't, oxybenzone. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention routinely detects oxybenzone in more than 96% of the American population. The chemical can cause allergic skin reactions, and studies suggest that it disrupts hormones in children and adults. In May 2018, Hawaiian lawmakers passed a bill banning this in all sunscreens due to its role in coral bleaching and coral death. The bill is waiting for the signature by their governor for it to become an actual law, but it is banned. Retinol palmitate. This can cause skin cancer lesions. Then you have octinoxate. This common sunscreen ingredient is shown to have hormone mimicking effects on laboratory animals. Not good. Parabens, synthetic preservative. This is an endocrine disruptor. So again, messing with your organs and your body systems. I think it's flavates, which is a synthetic plastic sizer. EDC, 75% of products with the ingredient fragrance called flavates. So that's synthetic. You definitely don't want to be putting that on your skin. Petrochemicals, including mineral oil, some petroleum jellies, and petrolatum. This can cause skin irritation and contamination. Synthetic fragrance. Hundreds of toxin chemicals can be hidden in the ingredient fragrance. So anytime you see fragrance, it could be a wide array of ingredients. So we already know that's not good, especially if it's synthetic, as well as synthetic colors, which can be derived from coal or tar, or anything that you see that says yellow number 5 or blue number 1 and red number 40. So anything that has like all those dyes, you definitely don't want to be using. Insect repellent that can cause adverse health effects. And then any SPF over 50 is not safe at all. So those are the 11 sunscreen don'ts. And then again, I gave you the 5 do's. And you can also, you know, go online and look up the various sunscreens that they have out there that you can use. Just make sure that when you're looking for it, that is non-nano, broad spectrum, and biodegradable. I did see one that was called Promise Organics. It's NSF certified, and it contains 100% natural and organic ingredients with a broad spectrum protection, and is non-nano. And there's probably plenty out there that you can look up and see what's safe to put in your skin. So just remember, anything that we put on our skin enters our bloodstream in less than 30 seconds and can cause a lot of adverse effects. So I just wanted to share that before we go into stretching beyond your comfort zone. When we set goals, they should not only inspire us, but it really should give us a reason to wake up each and every day. We shouldn't feel heavy or feel like it's a big weight on our shoulders when we set certain goals. Our goals should make us strong and help us to push forward with fulfilling our purpose. Sometimes when we think about goals, they might seem or tend to be like a little difficult, or you might convince yourself that you don't want to do it or you can't do it. And then so therefore you don't even attempt to try to accomplish it. So this is why we're going to look into some ways to set goals beyond your comfort zone. So when you think about goals and what would stretch you beyond your comfort zone, and as we go through these steps, just think about whether the goal is something you want to do, and if it's something you want to stretch beyond your comfort zone. So, goal setting. You don't have to have like a zillion goals. You can focus on a few, you know, maybe two or three, you know, thinking about ones that you want to focus on at the moment. Think of one that's more important to you, one that you want to accomplish within, you know, 6 months to a year, a goal that you will be laser focused on, a goal that excites you and that's meaningful, a goal that's inspiring. You don't really have to know how you're going to get there, but knowing that you're willing to be committed with that goal, that it'll take you to the next steps that you want to go to. Then you think about the goal and say, is this something that you really want to do? And go, oh, I'm going to, or I'm should have, or I'm thinking about it. Oh, I need to get to it. Believe that it is something that you want to do, and have that faith to know that it's something that is possible, that you can do it, and continue to follow your action steps to do just that. When you think about your goal, is it inspiring? Does it excite you to help you move forward? Does it push you? Does it make you pursue your goal so that you can execute and activate it? Then find an accountability partner, someone that can also push you forward, that holds you accountable for your goal, someone that encourages you, and then you can encourage them as well. And then when you hit the goal or you're getting close to the goal, whether it's a big step or a small step, congratulate and celebrate it. Look for ways to accomplish your goal, because someone has done that already. It's almost like you don't have to start from scratch. There's something out there or someone out there that may have done something similar to what you're doing. You know, thinking about, okay, I'm creating such and such. Well, you can like Google that and just see the steps that the person took to do what they did, whatever that goal may be. Create a purpose board. Think of the goals that you're setting. Like I said, maybe a couple, you know, where you're moving to, you know, what's your next step in your your business, whether it's outside the home or inside the home, a book, when you anticipate completing that, and then put up, you know, not only things or determination dates, but, you know, pictures and things of that nature that relates to your goal. And when you're doing this goal or setting this goal, be sure that you're going to be challenged. Be sure that it's going to be difficult. And there's going to be obstacles, and there's going to be trials, and there's going to be tribulations, especially as you step forward into your passion for your goal, to pursue your purpose and execute it. But keep it going. Don't let it stop you. Again, remember, when you're setting these goals, it needs to be goals that make you want to get up each and every day. And then as you set your goals, and each goal that you begin to get closer and closer to completing, as I said before, make sure you celebrate yourself. You know, reward yourself, whether it's like you decide to meet somebody for, you know, like coffee or tea, or just call somebody up and just celebrate the accomplishment that you have done just far with that goal or goals. And think of your goal as if you're on a road trip and you have a destination and you want to stay in that direction of that destination. So say, for instance, I'll use me. Say, for instance, I'm in the process of editing my second children's book. So summer of 2018, God willing, I'm anticipating completing that and getting out. So I have to continue to push forward and follow the path to get that book edited and completed, not to veer off the road or take an exit. Got to stay on the road. Don't come off. Don't allow anybody to make you come off. Don't allow anybody to make me deter from what I'm doing. The same with you. You're on a road. You're on a road trip. Are you going to allow something to help you keep pushing forward, or are you going to allow something or someone to take you off your focus, and then you lose your way because now you have come off the exit and you don't even know what direction you're going in now? So we have to continue to stay focused on the road towards our goals. This is Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So in other words, you just disintegrate. You die. But when you have goals that you're really anxious about, or you're excited about, or you want to take action on and you want to achieve, it gives you life. And you're excited about it. So whatever it is, whether it's personal, whether it's your business, whether it's your, you know, your church life or your ministry, your family, traveling, anything that relates to goals, you have to make sure you have some type of purpose board. And just really, God should be at the head. As Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all things will be added. I paraphrase a little bit, but if you seek God first, then he will be sure to put you on that road trip to be going into the right direction. So those are the steps that will stretch you beyond your comfort zone when you're setting your goals. You know, don't just set a goal, but have, you know, have a purpose for setting those goals. And I, as I said, you don't have to have a long list of goals. You can pick a couple to focus on and which ones are more important to you. Then you just make or set a date or a tentative time when you're trying to, you know, complete that goal or take action on that goal. Goals should inspire you. Have an accountability partner. And with that accountability partner, you guys can talk, and there could be things that that person may have done that will help you with the goal that you're trying to set. Again, purpose board. Use, you know, scriptures or motivational quotes or inspirational quotes and pictures, you know, like, okay, I'm doing a book. Take a picture of the book and put it up on my board. Completion date, summer 2018. You know, and then use whatever you're doing, traveling, if you decide you're moving, like pictures of where you're moving, a car, you decide you want a pet, anything that relates to what you're doing, just put that vision and that purpose out there. And again, as we're moving forward, you're going to face obstacles and trials and tribulations, but then what are you going to do? You're going to keep going, or you're just going to let it knock you down? You want to keep going. And as you hit the goals, whether you're completing or not, small baby steps, as you get closer and closer and closer, then you want to make sure, you know, you give yourself a celebration. Give yourself a celebration. Think differently. Change our mindset to that mindful thinking that you can do it. Sometimes it could be tough, but you can do it. You can do it. And just allow God to use you in whatever you do. And whatever you do, be sure to seek Him first. And with, you know, in all things, because everything else will fall into place when we do just that. So before I go into what I was going to share about the generational and, oh my goodness, I can't even think, wealth legacy, I'm going to open it up and see if there's any comments or anything anybody wanted to add or any questions. Okay, the lines are open. Yes.
Hey, Karen, this is Kim. I have had a question. I got in a little late on the call. Could you just hit the high points of what you've just been talking about?
On the goal setting?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so basically what I was talking about, a lot of times when we're setting goals, we just kind of just do like the basic goal. But when we set goals, we should make sure that they're very clear. Then we also need to make sure that they're inspiring, something that will make us get out of our bed and wake up each day. Goals should just make us feel excited, you know, being able to push forward with fulfilling our purpose. We shouldn't feel like it's this heaviness upon us and it's like something that you're dreading. That's why it's important to choose goals that you're passionate about. Some of the steps I had mentioned about goals were you don't need to do like a whole long list of goals. You can pick one or two or three that seems to be, you know, more important or more inspiring to you. And then you can also decide which ones you're looking to take action upon. Some goals are short-term. Some goals are, I say, mid-term. Some goals are long-term. Short-term could be like a week to a month. Mid could be 3 to 6 months. Long-term could be 6 months to a year out. So that's how it can help you determine which ones you're going to pursue first and which one you're going to pursue further down the road. But whatever you do, it should motivate you to do it. And then I mentioned about having an accountability partner, someone that you can always, you know, reach out to and hold you accountable, and vice versa, because it's basically about supporting and encouraging one another. And as you're pushing forward towards each goal, even if it's baby steps, if it's an accomplishment, you should celebrate the accomplishment. Don't be afraid to ask for, you know, suggestions or help, because, again, there's someone who may have done something similar, or someone that can encourage you to continue to push forward, and then, you know, creating that purpose board that I mentioned. And just know throughout the whole process, it's going to be challenging. You're going to face obstacles, but you got to continue to push forward, because there's a purpose for each and every one of us that God has set for us to do, and that we need to do. And then when we reach that goal, that accomplishment, again, we should be rewarding ourselves somehow, some way, through, you know, celebrating with a friend, or just calling someone and meeting them for coffee or tea, or even just like posting somewhere that, you know, you completed that goal and you, you know, put something that's exciting. It could be, you know, congratulations, or it could be like colorful balloons, anything to celebrate your accomplishment. And those are some of the ways. Thank you. Those are some of the ways that you can help stretch yourself beyond your comfort zone. Because like I said, you're going to go through discomfort, but it shouldn't be to the point where you're not like excited about pushing forward in your goals. Any other comments or questions? You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us.
No, just that helps, and I decided to start something over. So now I have to rethink everything. Not everything, but something.
Well, I as well, because I've been reading this book, which is where some of the information is coming from, about how successful women think differently, by Valerie Burton. And so, like, that kind of helps, because it's really changing your thoughts. It's really thinking mindfully and focusing on, you know, the task at hand. So that's kind of like, it helps you, you know, push you forward. So I just wanted to share that with everybody, because I feel like this, when I'm learning something, then it's always great to share and other people can learn as well. Because it is about sharing, it's about edifying, educating, and encouraging one another with positive things. So I just wanted to share that. And and that way we can push together forward to, you know what I mean, in a positive way, in a positive way, encouraging each other. And then
really
that last thing go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know whether I should chime in or not, but it really helps me, you know, the way that you teach and coach us along. It helps me a lot.
Well, I appreciate that. And it helps me to know that what I'm doing and sharing is helping others or encouraging them, because that's all I'm supposed to do. That's all God asked to do. So just appreciate you joining us, and not only joining the show, but being able to hear from everyone that what's being shared is helpful. So I appreciate you guys as well.
It is helpful, because sometimes you're a great encourager, and it's really needed, because sometimes I get stuck in my moments of how old I am and that I live at home, but New Jersey is expensive, so I'm not really trying to move out of your house to go live somewhere in New Jersey. So there's like some of my friends, they live out of state, so they already have like places of their own, but it doesn't cost as much to live, you know, in those states that they're in. But yeah, it sometimes it gets kind of discouraging, because like I try to do the best that I can do, because I want to work from home, and I do have like resources to do that. It's just that sometimes, until you get like consistent and in like a good thing, you're not gonna make like the quick money like you do as if I would go work at like the mall or something like that, and which I've done before. But sometimes it gets hard and discouraging, because, you know, I'm not 30 yet, but it's going to come soon. And I just pray, like, that God will just, you know, make a way that I'm not still here at 30. So I wanted to say that, because being, not like being younger, but sometimes it's discouraging to, like, somebody my age. I'm grateful that I have parents that haven't, like, kicked me out, but at the same time, you have, like, all these dreams and hopes when you're younger, and you swear, like, this is how it's going to be when you get older, and sometimes life gets in the way of your childhood dreams, and you have to go back to what your childhood dreams are, and then it's, like, this whole cycle. And I'm sure people can relate, because you can remember when you were a child and what your dreams were and, like, how much hope, and you knew it was going to happen, and sometimes the world gets in the way, and, you know, when you become older and adults, your mindset breaks away from that childhood stuff that God tells us to keep, that childhood curiosity, and just keep that there. So I'm kind of rambling, but that's like my thought process, is sometimes my age gets in the way of my mindset, and it really gets me, not so much that it used to, but sometimes I have my moments where
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, well, dag. But then I'm like, no, I can do it. I can do it. So, yeah. But
yeah,
thank
well,
you for being
know
that,
that
you
it,
are.
No, you're welcome. You've got to know that you're also on a journey. God has you on a journey. Everybody's journey is different, and it happens at different times. But I'm going to tell you that when it does happen, you're just going to be so, not that you're not grateful, but you're just going to be so overzealous and grateful when he does what he's going to do, because all of this is preparation for whatever it is he has for you. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I do know one thing: if you stay consistent in what you're doing, and you stay, you know, encouraged and trusting in him and believing in him and having faith in him and loving him and knowing that whatever it is he has for you, you have to believe it, follow that road. Like I said, it's a road trip you're on, and you just got to stay on that road. Don't come off. Yeah, there'll be times that you'll feel like, oh, my goodness. But then it's like, focus on the gratitude of the things he's done for you thus far, and when you focus on that, you won't focus as much on that part, because you'll be looking at all these things that he's done for you already. Because a lot of times when we focus on the attitude of gratitude and being thankful, then it puts us in that mindset of, wow, this is what he's done for me so far. Can't imagine what's coming next, because you're so busy focusing on the positive. So, you know, and it's good that you do that, as long as you don't stay there when you get into that mood. But it's good that you do that. Just remember that he does have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. We just have to stay on course and just be patient and trust and know that whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it in his time, because our time is different. Our time seems like forever. His time is like, whoop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe like 30 seconds is like forever for us, and he'd be looking at us like,
I know.
Well.
So, I'm like, you know. Hello, I'm old. I'm like, I'm old
no,
over
you're
here.
Not.
Like, come on. And then he's like, no.
Yeah, maybe you should say older, because you're not old. There's
I feel like I'm old,
things.
Too old to be with parents. That's like my thing. But if my kid was in my position, I'd be like, no, you can stay.
Yeah, and that's where your mindset has to change, because it's about the process. It's about the process, because like I said, I think I was 29 or 30 when I left. But, you know, it's whatever God has for you. So that's all you can do. That's all you can do. So just stay, you know, stay focused, stay encouraged, and trust and know that whatever he has for you, it will be in his time. And it will be awesome. It will be awesome. So the last thing I wanted to quickly share, because I don't know, this I got off the One Star and Above call on Thursday, that Youngevity stock is now a part of what they call the Russell Index, which is a micro-cap index fund, meaning that companies and investors who invest into this particular index, that Youngevity stock is within that group. So there's like other stocks in there, but then longevity is within that group. So it's people like picking out stocks for their pension fund, and if they choose the Russell Index, which is the micro cap index fund, then longevity stock is within that group, which that's an awesome thing because now that we're public and we're getting that third party validation and, you know, you're getting all these high standards and, you know, credibility through the SEC and then, you know, the integrity of longevity being there and then, you know, being a part of large pensions and things of that nature. I looked at the stock price. I think it's like, it was like about $4.19, if I'm not mistaken. And what I was thinking, and I was wishing that a little bit more callers were on, but that's okay. Either as individuals, you can go in and, you know, purchase stock, or we could do like an investment club. But I'm going to research that a little more because usually with the investment club, you have to have at least, I think, 10 to 12 people. People have to be committed to, you know, purchasing the stock. And then it's like it's so many shares that goes into a particular account because you would call the investment club a certain name, and then, you know, you would have so many people and then so many shares. So I'm going to, like, do further research regarding that. I didn't want to talk about too much because I want to be sure that other people are, you know, interested. So I might do further research and talk more about it on the next show and see if anybody's even interested in doing something like that. So just, you know, just wanted to throw that out there because we always talk about generational wealth or a legacy that's to be left for our children and children's children. Well, we're still here, thank God, and we have to plan for not only our present, but our future. So our present is now, our future is like in the next minute. So why wouldn't you want to, you know, plan for it? So I'm going to do a little more research. If anybody's interested, they don't have to answer now, but we can, like I said, further discuss this next Friday and go from there because it's really important to plan for our future because you can't depend on government and government agencies. I mean, they're out there, but you don't want to be wholeheartedly dependent on that. And you don't want your loved ones to struggle and do that same thing either. So that's something to think about. I don't know if anybody took part in the, even though it's over, I don't know if anybody took part in the stock options, but I did do that. So, again, I will do further research, and then next Friday, or giving people a chance to think about it, can determine if that's something you want to be a part of. Individually, then you can do what you want to do. If you decide you want to be a part of the, you know, investment club, then we have to, you know, talk about that a little further and, you know, just go over the details of how that all works. And then lastly, I wanted to let everybody know that on our last show, I was looking for ideas from some of the listeners. And so one of the ideas is in September to do a book read. And it was what? The Case for Christmas. Is that what it was?
Or The Case for Christ. One of those.
I thought it was Christmas because you said that one was shorter or something. Or
yeah.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
I've got that book.
Oh, cool. So you already have it? Yeah. And you got Case for Christ? Oh, okay.
I've got it right here in front of me, The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
A journalist's mm-hmm. personal investigation of the evidence for Jesus.
Yep. All right. Well, that's going to be for September 2018. So I will let everybody, I'll like send out a message just so that everybody knows that I'll give them a chance. If they don't have the book, they can get the book. And so that's all I had.
Really great.
Yeah. I thought my daughter, that was a suggestion by Tara. She said, because I was looking for other suggestions, and she mentioned that. So I was like, oh, that'd be good for September. We can do something like that and, you know, do a book read and, you know, talk about it and go from there. So that'd be cool. Yeah. So that's all I have. So if anybody has anything to share or add, you have a few minutes before we close out.
No. Well, you know me, I could talk and talk. I appreciate the calls. I get a lot of them.
Thank you. Appreciate you as well. Thank you. Appreciate you as well. Like I said, it's a blessing to me when I have, you know, people join, whether they talk or not. I really just appreciate everybody. So again, God willing, we'll see you next Friday. Happy 4th of July. God willing, we should be doing a training on Monday, but I'll send out a text message just to remind everybody. And thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Love you.
Okay. Wait, Mom.
Yes.
Before you come up, can you put the clothes in the dryer?
Oh my God, you're gonna have this on the record to talk about clothes in the dryer.
That's okay.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye. See y'all later.
Have a good night. Love you guys. All right, bye. Oh my jeez.